butterflies are dipped in silver. They pull me out on this roller coaster, and man, it feels so good. I'm sailing, climbing up higher and higher. You lead me up, I'm an open fire. You're dragging me round by strings I desire, and I can't go back, I can't. I'm hypnotized, you're falling through. Feeling like I'm drunk on you. You got me high, I'm flying, this is good. I'm hypnotized, you're falling through. Drench my mind of yours to use. You got me high, I'm flying, this is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah. I was feeling kinda left out in the cold. I came inside with you, baby. This is good, feeling like it should. Oh, this is good, feeling like it should. Feels like the clock has stopped, no reason left for time. Suspended state of bliss like the first time I got high. Oh, take a trip, I'm floating round on. I'm hypnotized, you're falling through. Feeling like I'm drunk on you. You got me high, I'm flying, this is good. I'm hypnotized, you're falling through. Drench my mind of yours to use. You got me high, I'm flying, this is good.
Yes, come out. This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Out Radio and part two of my special tribute to Canadian GLBT artists. That song was Hypnotized and comes from an album I love by Jeff Straker, his release from last year called Step Right Up. On my January show, I named his CD one of the best of 2009, and I did the same thing for the latest release by Kate Reed, but this time I'm picking a song from Coming Alive, her first CD from 2006. That CD was produced by Yvette Narlock of the band Molly's Revenge, who you'll hear in another segment, but first to Kate's song, Starving Artist.
I'm sitting here in the dark on my porch all alone, and I can barely even afford to pay my phone bill yet. Well, I'm a starving artist, and I still gotta have a day job, but I know where my heart is. It's right here behind my guitar. And I turn into a nervous wreck when I think about trying to make a living singing songs, cause I can't compete with burlesque dancers, and I can't compete with chicks in drag. And I'm a sarcastic chick with trucker mouth who really wants to make it big. Yeah, right, I'm gonna make it big singing songs about myself and how much I love women. All I really want to do is make a living singing songs. But how will I get on the radio when I cuss and swear and sing about loving women? I sing about loving women. Relationships are so hard for me to figure out. They just baffle me and freak me out. But what baffles me even more is every woman I've been with leaves the province when we break up. What's up with that? Was it really all that bad? All I really want to do is fall in love for real. But how will I get that chance when y'all keep moving away? Yeah, y'all keep moving away. Met you at the festival, and you said that you liked my stuff, and I thought you were really cute, but I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to do, and so we got married in my head just a few minutes after that, and we drove off in my station wagon into that proverbial sunset. All I really want to do is drive off into the sunset with you, but how will I get that chance when my car keeps breaking down now, and I keep breaking down too, yeah. So will you go out with me? Do you wanna be my date? I mean, I think we could be really great together. But I can see you're a little skeptical, and I think I know what you got on your mind. So I promise and I swear it's true, I won't write any songs about you. I know I said I wouldn't write a song about you, baby, but I lied, 'cause this one's all about you. It's all about you, yeah. Sitting here in the dark on my porch all alone, and I can barely even afford to pay my phone bill. Yeah, well, I'm a starving artist and I still gotta have my day job, but I know where my heart is. It's right here behind my guitar. Yeah, yeah, it's right here behind my guitar.
Story of a woman who fell and then couldn't get over me, accident prone or nearly crazy. She wouldn't stop calling, she lay in my doorway, and I asked her politely, please stop following me. Say it's a small world, I have found it true. I found a new job, but she found it too. I found a new home, I tried to start anew, but opened my closet and found her standing in my shoes. I asked politely, please stop following me. She's singing along, she tells me, she told me. Do. story uncovers the danger inherent in taking a lover who tells you her exes have all gone crazy. In retrospect, do you think maybe
that turned into a triple play, and following Kate Reed was Evelyn Perry and a song from her Small Theater CD from 2007 called Please Stop Following Me. And after her was Nancy Rancourt and the song She'd Rather from her 2006 album Skin and Bone. Now, while Evelyn Perry and Nancy Rancourt are new to me, I've known about this next artist for quite a while. Faith Noland released her first album called Africville in 1986, and there have been a number of them since. She's always been a social activist, and that comes out in her songs. Many have been blues songs, and I was so pleased with her new album, Mannish Gal, that that I'm playing for you the title track and then one called Trans Blues. Here's Faith Nolan.
She'll fall in the line, act like a lady, things will all be fine. Call me woman, man, cousin, six or half a dozen is all me. Well, I became a teenager, I hung out with the girls. They said don't come around, you don't fit that girly world. Walking like a man, we don't understand. I found myself alone, didn't even have a friend. Woman, man, or cousin, six or half a dozen is all me. What do you say? Mm-hmm. tried to kiss a girl. They said, don't come around, you know, but it did give me such a thrill. I played that guitar, found my baby the blues. I went out to a club and found me a butch gal too. Woman, man, or cousin, six or half a dozen's all me. I used to be so strong and free, but now they tell me what to wear and how I'm supposed to be. Walk like a girl, talk like a man. I don't really care, you know, I just don't understand. Call me woman, man, cousin, six or half a dozen's all me. It's all good. It's all right. 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 All right. All right.
Again, that was Faith Nolan. I've got some more history for you of the transgender variety, both of the female-to-male and male-to-female kinds. These days, Maren Cadell is a writer and performance artist, and he teaches at the University of British Columbia. Back in 1992, Maren Cadell, as a woman, had a couple hit albums, including one called Angel Food for Thought, from which she had a top 40 hit called Sweater.
I know you will understand this and feel the intrinsic, incredible emotion. You have just pulled over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now, you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and eight other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. The sweater has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess, and that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see because she'll say, what is that filthy thing and who does it belong besides the trash man? So you have to keep it under the covers with you. You can kind of lie it beside you or wrap it around your waist or touch it on your legs or whatever, but that's your business. Now, if the sweater has, like, reindeer on it or is a funny color like yellow, I'm sorry, you can't get away with a sweater like that. Look for brown or gray or blue. Anything other than that, and you know you're dealing with someone who's different. And different is not what you're looking for. You're looking for those teenage alpine ski chiseled features and that sort of blank look which passes for deep thought or at least the notion that someone's home. You're looking for the boy of your dreams who is the same boy in the dreams of all of your friends. Now, the sweater isn't going to fit you, of course. You have to kind of roll up the sleeves in a jaunty way that says, this is the sweater belonging to a boy, and the boy is a genuine hunk, a hunk of burning love, and this is not just some hand-me-down from your brother or your father. Monday, wear the sweater to school. Be calm, look cute. Don't tell the dream you had about the place the two of you would share when you get older. Just be yourself. The best, cutest, quietest version of yourself. Definitely wear lip gloss. He looks at you, and he looks away, and then he walks away, and the smell of the sweater hits you again suddenly like ape-scent gloriola, and you get a note passed to you by a girl in history that says he needs his sweater back. He forgot that you put it on in a tent on Saturday, and he's been looking for it. And you don't have to die of humiliation, you know. You are a strong person, and this is a learning experience. You can still hold your head up high as you run from the classroom, tearing the stinking sweater from your body. You look at that sweater, carefully, and you realize that love made you temporarily blind. You got a secret now, honey, and though you would never sink as low as him, you could blab it all over the school if you wanted. The label in that sweater said 100% acrylic.
In the 1970s, Bill Amesbury had some success on the Canadian charts with his two albums, Just a Taste of the Kid in 1974 and Can You Feel It in 1976. Bill Amesbury later became Barbara Amesbury. I'm playing a song from the second album called A Thrill's a Thrill, and it's one that's been covered by Long John Baldry, Mitch Ryder, and Marianne Faithfull. I hope you pay attention to the lyrics. No, there's not going to be a quiz, but I'm going to share with you the comments of another artist on them. But first, Bill Amesbury and A Thrill's a Thrill.
Now take a hard look around you, baby. Ain't nobody got it made so you can live in your head. Oh, you can live in your heart. But if you don't live at all, then why the hell do you stop? See, a thrill is a thrill. A thrill is a thrill. A thrill is a thrill. Even in paradise. Even in paradise. Now that young boys are all hanging out in bars, old men don't have to cruise all night in cars. And those young girls that love the smell of flowers, yeah. Old women love to play with them for hours. Gaze is straight, the straight's queer, the bar's just called, everybody dear, they know. They get to the fact that they all know. Even in paradise.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of telling, I think, considering that song was written in 1975. It's kind of telling that he does have a phrase that says something like, I think the lyric is, "Leather whips, fingertips, I know a boy who's growing tits." And it sounds like it's sort of semi-autobiographical, I think, at that point.
That was James Collins, an artist who himself has had much success on the Canadian charts, including a song he wrote about Bill Amesbury called "Do You Mind If We Talk About Bill?" James Collins, and there's also a very cool video of that song. And it happens I was in contact with James as I was putting this show together, and he sent me a couple songs I would not have had. First, I need to say that James Collins has had a very prolific and successful career, with a number of songs he's written making the Canadian charts by a variety of artists. He sent me this next song, a brand new one for him, which is a duet with Belinda Metz. It's called Inside.
Just as much, wasn't that you?
A few weeks have passed since I held you last. You never wanted me to leave, and I could hardly believe that I'd find you.
Something's gone. The world twice around for you, just in case once just wouldn't do. I would never get on that next plane ride if you promised me I could stay by your side. Is there something you're trying to hide? It's as simple as black and white. Just tell me what you really.
James also sent me a song he wrote for Jason Allen, which made the national charts. It's from Jason's 1999 album and is called I Caught You Crying.
Oh, oh, oh. I thought you said that you'd be just fine. You said that this was probably best, but I must confess, just when you thought I had walked out that door, I turned around to see you once more, and I caught you crying. Just walk away. I was confused. Tell me, why would you cry? Something symbolic about the clouds in the sky. You were the one who had to let go. I agreed to soften the blow. You were so calm. Your composure was cool, till I turned around to look back at you. Just walk away. You let me go. What in the world was I supposed to do with you? They're all alone, acting as if your heart was broken in two.
Again, that was Jason Allen. I was having an online chat with James Collins, and he gave me some information about Canadian radio I had not heard of. He told me of the term CanCon, which is short for Canadian Content. The Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission has set up standards where at least 35% of the music played must fall under their guidelines, and they've set up criteria called the MAPL system. That stands for Music, Artist, Production, and Lyrics, and to qualify as CanCon, it has to meet two of the four elements. To me, this sounds like a good system as it helps Canadian artists get exposure. Okay, back to the music. I've got two artists named Collins on this show, so I might as well play them together. The second is openly bisexual Simon Collins, and I'll tell you more about him after we hear his song, Pride, from his 1999 album, All of Who You Are.
Pride is all we have.
Again, that's Simon Collins, and singing backups on that track was his very famous dad, Phil Collins. When Simon's parents divorced when he was 8, he and his mother moved to Vancouver, making him a Canadian rather than British artist. Out of Edmonton, Alberta is Andy Northrup, and he's released 2 excellent albums. From his first one, Slow Burn Avenue, is the song Conspiracy.
My neighbor watches carefully as I rake up my yard. TV tells him what should raise concern. I wave hello, talk real slow, the clues I leave her hard. Serves him right, cause he won't ever learn that it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. Yeah, the mothership will end one day and then I shall be free. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It's close encounters of all kinds and they're all starring me. It's a conspiracy, yeah. My neo-fascist paper boy's mystique on display says he resents his regiment and how he's being swayed by power effects and bulldog hacks that infiltrate his head. Apparently he's unaware who helps me make my bed. I'm a conspiracy. I'm a conspiracy. Well, I must admit that I'm kind of miffed that no one emailed me about the conspiracy. About the conspiracy. So I'm unconvinced that I should take responsibility. Wait for news. It never seems too good. If Christ showed up, the government would likely buy the wood. Now there's a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy. Cause they trash the poor and they make damn sure they blame bureaucracy. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. Cause they promise anything they like and they wait for the stampede. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. Thank God my pills are waiting on my nightstand for me. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. But don't you fret, cause I'll just bet you're on the sign-up sheet for the conspiracy, yeah.
Kind of gay, in an alternative kind of way. Yeah, all about my life when I was young. I thought boys were my buddies, and my girlfriends were my honeys. Yeah, someone tell me why is this so wrong? Time my mama took me aside one stormy, cold December night. She clued me into what was morally right. She said you shouldn't fall in love with girls. We don't live in that kind of world. Yeah, someone tell me why is this so wrong? Cry if I can't hang out with her, I'd die. Yeah, I saw it's just horrible bad. Made me so gosh darn flippin' sad. She said, boys and girls are the only way to fly. Mommies and daddies are the world's big plan. That's the way it's been since the earth began. Now someone tell me, why is this so wrong?
Followed Andy Northrup with Toni Vare and her song The Girl Next Door from her brand new album called Just to Be. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm going to close part two of my Canadian artist special with two acts that kind of remind me of each other in their sound and that they're both out of the Toronto area. And they both sound great. The new act is a trio calling themselves Hunter Valentine. From their debut release, We're Here to Recruit You, is the song Treadmills of Love. And the very well-known band The Clicks had their debut release in 2007 called Snake House. Lots to pick from on that album, but I chose the cover of the Justin Timberlake song Cry Me a River.
Tell all my friends I'm not home. I'd rather go this alone. My mind been blown to pieces. My life an empty thesis. We'll be right back.
were my sun, you were my earth. But you didn't know all the ways that I loved you, no. So you took a chance, made other plans. I bet you didn't know your world would come crumbling down, no. You don't have to say what you did, I already know. I found out from him, now there's just no chance for you and me. We'll never be. And don't make you sad about it. You told me you love me, why did you leave me all alone? You told me you love me when you call me on the phone. Girl, I refuse, you must have me confused with some other guy. Your bridges are burned and now it's your turn to cry. Been left unsaid. It wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it. Don't act like you don't know it. All of these things people tell me keep messing with my head. You should have picked honesty and you may not have blown it. You don't have to say what you did, I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance for you and me. We'll never be. And don't make it sad about it. You told me you love me, why did you leave me all alone? You told me you love me when you call me on the phone. Oh, girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. Your bridges are burned. Just done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. You don't have to say what you did. From him, now there's just no chance for you and me. We'll never be. And don't make you sad about it. You told me you love me, why did you leave me all alone? You told me you love me when.